We are currently accepting applications for officer positions. We have held a few interviews. We are getting ready to appoint a part-time officer. He's actually coming back from the department from, he worked here about a year and a half, 2 years ago. So that should happen on Monday, November 8th at our meeting, General Government Public Safety meeting. And we are still searching for a new chief. Our deadline for resumes and qualifications is today, November 3rd. And I have a committee that will review the applications. Each of the committee members will score based on certain criteria. And then from their recommendations, we'll set up interviews with the top candidates. I don't know right now how many that will be. I know that we have 15 people that have expressed their interest in being our new chief. So we have a good pool of candidates, I feel like. From that point, we'll have another committee. Some of the people overlap and some don't. We'll have the mayors on the committee. Our general government public safety chairman, David Wilkins, is on the committee, on each of the committees. But other than that, the members fluctuate and they're different. So we have some community leaders. We have some members of our police department, our dispatch supervisor, our interim chief, our sergeant. They're all involved in the process. We actually have some other leaders in our community. We'll have somebody from the command staff with the Boone County Sheriff's Department serving on our committees, as well as the superintendent of our schools. So we have a good variety of people that have interest in this position. I know it's a high profile position, and a lot of people are interested in being part of this process. And so we're very thankful for that. Of course, our aldermen and our mayor are involved as well. And then our city clerk serves as the, our HR representative. I will just do administrative during this process, so I will not actually be scoring any of the applicants during any of the process. I will just be providing information to the committees, which is what I normally do anyway on a day-to-day basis. And then our city attorney also is helping with the process with, background checks and things like that. So we have a really good group of people that are working on this process, I think. So after the initial interviews are done, we'll compile the scores from those interviews that the committee the committee members will score as we go along. I'll compile that information, and then we'll move on to a second interview process. So first interviews we're looking at next week, hopefully. By tomorrow the committee members will have all the information to review, and then by Friday we should be able to call applicants and set up those interviews for next week. And I've actually notified each of the 15 applicants of this process as well, so they're aware of our timeline. And then the week of November 15th is when we should be looking at our final second interviews. And that committee will be the committee to make a recommendation to the Board of Aldermen. And so we anticipate, if everything goes well and that they find a candidate that they're all very comfortable with recommending to the board, then on November 22nd, that the board should be able to make an appointment or at least a vote on the candidate.
Sure. Now, Nat Stolby had been the interim chief since he was appointed there. How have things been running since then? Your assessment of that?
I feel like things have been running very smoothly. He's taken charge and he's doing a great job for us.
You guys had hired a law firm at the last meeting, I believe, to kind of do an assessment. Is there any update on that as to how that's going?
So the law firm was hired to look into any complaints that came forward, and actually no formal complaints have been filed. So we're just giving that time, and if any complaints are filed, then they'll look into that.